from the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello and welcome back. Today's question, how do I protect against plagiarism at work? You know, it's terrible to find out that somebody on your team wrote a report or a speech using material that wasn't original. How could they have done it? How did it happen? Didn't they understand that plagiarism is wrong? Well, unfortunately, there are people who either intentionally or accidentally plagiarize. So how do you minimize it? Well, first of all, it's important for you to talk about values as a leader. I want you to treat people as though you trust them, and that's why you have conversations with them about values that you all share. And one of those values should be originality and protecting the intellectual property of others. It's something that you should include in conversations you have about your values. If originality is a value, then plagiarism is an offense against it. Now, why do people plagiarize? Well, intentionally, sometimes people just want to make a shortcut and cut something into their story that they saw online and thought seemed to make sense. Another intentional way they do it is to lack an understanding of what attribution really is, citing your sources, or failing to know how to paraphrase something and using something literally that someone else has said or written but presenting it as their own, or not understanding the limits of things, thinking we live in a mashup culture and what the heck, if somebody said something smart, why don't I just repeat it? Without giving attribution. Those are all intentional. Another intentional way people plagiarize is that they panic. They may feel like they're on a deadline and they're just going to put out there what they have found. Again, those are intentional and they're all wrong. And then there's the plagiarism that we've learned comes from carelessness. People who are researching a report, for example, have pulled down a lot of articles off the internet, and they have a number of research sources, and then they fail to keep track of which one is which. Now, making sure that your people understand how to systematically document what elements they are using in a report helps them make certain that they don't even accidentally plagiarize. Then there are other ways that you can fight plagiarism. Let's say that someone attributed something to you. They say, you know, as our boss always says, but you realize that that's not something that was original to you. You were quoting a famous author. You correct them in the moment and say, you know what? Please never give me credit for something I didn't originally say. That was said by someone else. If you do that, you're setting an example. And you should explain to people that you do retain the right to spot check everybody's writing, including your own. Every now and then, you're just going to double check things by putting it through Google or through an anti-plagiarism software, and it's to keep all of us on our toes. But also, remember to tell people the importance of having a second set of eyes on things they write. And that second set of eyes can look for things that are well beyond just grammar and spelling and punctuation. They can say, doesn't this need a source? Doesn't this quote need to have an attribution here? I think you should discuss cases of plagiarism that show up in the news. Talk about it with your team. Talk about why it happened. And then talk about how you think that company, that organization, responded to the plagiarism. Now, if plagiarism happens in your organization in spite of all this, unfortunately, you have to take definitive action. And depending on the level of seriousness and intentionality, in the face of all of your best efforts, you may have to do something serious in the form of discipline. But remember, values, systems, record keeping, editing, occasional spot checking, having leaders embody the importance of originality all help ensure that plagiarism is a problem that your team won't copy from others. For Loyola University Chicago School of Communication, I'm Jill Geisler.